Gotta process. Gotta process the coffee cake before.
Can
I start
you tell
talking.
What flavor it is?
Rhubarb, strawberry rhubarb. No.
It's cherry with lemon curd.
That was way off.
You know, and it's just out of the oven.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Joan Dahl Lucier from Roadhouse Cafe in Belchertown. And I'm eating your coffee cake. It says on your menu here, real food, real organic, and big word, superhero font.
So those of you organic eaters know that the expense of organic, we try and do as much organic as possible. We try and do local, too. We do work with several of the local farms.
And some of the local producers as well. Tell me about some of those.
In the summertime, we have two organic farms right in Belchertown. We have the Common Ground Farm and we have Pharmacy. We also have Red Fire Farm that we use.
And Joan, you were saying to me, which I was really amazed about, is that you go that extra effort of putting food by from the harvest times in the summer to actually use in your restaurant.
Right. So if that were strawberry rhubarb coffee cake,
as I incorrectly tasted,
both the strawberry and the rhubarb were saved from the summertime. What I do is I clean them up and bag them, freeze them. I have a deep freezer full of the summer fruits, and I use them throughout the year.
We do too, and we just ran out of blueberries. February couldn't get worse. With all of the cold and the snow,
yeah,
we're out. Joan Dahl Lucier from Roadhouse Cafe in Belchertown, your yoga instructor, in addition to being the person behind the cafe. When did you start, and what led to wanting to do this as an ethos for your restaurant?
I started my practice about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that yoga saved my body from what restaurants do to it.
Yeah. Standing all the time,
right.
Hard surfaces, working 14 hours a day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think anybody needs some sort of stretching or yoga. As you age, you recognize that you need it more and more. But it really is my savior. It allows me to do the restaurant business as long as I have.
And you were doing the restaurant business prior to doing the yoga?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Is it like a lifelong thing?
It's all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We have a perception of the Happy Valley, let's say.
Yeah, she's pushing the boundary
here. You're
pushing
the boundaries of the tofu curtain, as they say.
She has settled outside of that area.
In Belchertown with the Roadhouse Cafe. How does the Belchertown community receive the Roadhouse Cafe? And especially with its focus on organic and local when you can.
I would say that it took a little bit. Some questions like, what is an organic egg? Things that sort of surprised me that people would ask. But it was fun. It was fun talking to people about it all the time because I have two environmental degrees. And I did study food. And I studied pesticides, herbicides, chemicals in our food that isn't necessary and that can get us sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was fun to be able to talk about that aspect of what I know about food.
And now they've fully embraced you in Belchertown.
And I have a fabulous clientele. One of the wait staff who just started recently, Christina, she said to me, "These people are just so nice. I've never experienced such nice customers." It's a good feeling.
You should see the customers at IHOP. Joan Dahl Lucier from the Roadhouse Cafe in Belchertown and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. And don't forget, CISA brings winter fair to the Greenfield Winter Market this Saturday. Buylocalfood.org.